Talking a bit about you doing that tour, which is called, what, Honor the Earth?
Honor the Earth.
What? Why did you respond to a request for something like that?
It wasn't really a request. We've been involved in the environmental movement for a long time through Greenpeace, which is really one of the only mainstream environmental groups that, there's a few of them that are good, but one of the only mainstream ones that does indigenous issues and has indigenous people on its board of directors in the States. So we got involved in some indigenous issues earlier in the early 90s. This thing called, it was a concert called Band the Dam Jam in New York City, protesting Quebec's hydroelectric plant that New York City was ordering power from. So anyway, I was at an Earth Day after doing this Band the Dam Jam, and I actually spoke with this woman, an activist named Winona LaDuke, who is one of the really top activists in the States for Indian rights. And I actually said, you know, that we wanted to get involved in the Native Action because we felt that they were more, their spiritual connection to the land enabled them, I think, to have the kind of commitment to the environment that we felt we had. And so we planned and we did like 3 Honor the Earth shows about, I guess it was like 3 years ago that we did them.
93, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was such a success that we said that we wanted to just give, you know, have a month of time set aside and do a very comprehensive tour that included playing on reservations and press conferences and meeting with traditional tribal leaders and just basically hit as many different strategies of politics as we could hit, you know, and bring our sort of non-Indian peer group into the picture of what was going on, because there's a lot of political action that can be done by non-Indians as far as voting the right people into office and writing letters and just being in tune with what the situations are for these indigenous people that we feel such a barrier from for some reason, you know.
And would you like to do some more things like that, set aside some time each year maybe?
We're going to do it every touring season now. We're going to do this. We've decided. The experience really changed my life completely around. I was already involved in a way, but now it's just, there's no going back now. I've jumped off the cliff. I'm on my way down to the ocean. We're going to play a song called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. It was written by Buffy St. Marie. We heard it originally on an album called In the Spirit of Crazy Horse, which was an album sort of dedicated to Leonard Peltier and everything that he's in jail. He's a political prisoner in the United States. And we were at Wounded Knee on the Lakota Reservation at Pine Ridge, South Dakota. And we were inspired to learn this song.
Yeah.
It's called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.